And we've been following the terrible flooding in the Midwest here in the U.S., but there's also a natural disaster still unfolding in Southeast Africa that's truly cataclysmic. Entire villages wiped out, roads destroyed, major cities underwater. The death toll from Cyclone Idai, which struck Mozambique and neighboring Zimbabwe last Thursday, continues to rise. Estimates now top 1,000 dead, but the final number may never be known. Hundreds of thousands of people are at risk of not having enough food or drowning. Claudia Aguilar is with Doctors Without Borders. She's on a cell phone in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique. And Claudia, you're about 400 miles south of the area that suffered the most damage around the city of Beira. What are you hearing from there?
What we have been seeing is that 90% of the area around Beira has been destroyed. The main roads leading to Beira have been cut off. The water of the rivers are too high going over bridges, or there's damage in the roads that the cars cannot pass. Buildings extremely damaged, areas completely submerged. Rescue teams are on efforts of getting people over the roofs and tree houses. Mm-hmm. There is no power still in the city, and nearly all the communication lines have been cut since this morning. Communication has been starting to get better, not reliable yet, but better. But you can foresee that in that situation, it's really hard to assess the needs.
We heard that shipping containers were moved around like little Lego toys. This cyclone was just ferocious. What are people there saying? I mean, what are people who experienced this saying?
There's a lot of water, places completely submerged, and it still was ongoing. It's still raining. So yes, the major part of the cyclone has hit, but the waters are still high. Their floodings are still high. It's still raining in Beira.
Oh, boy.
So we are, as MSF, we are doing assessments, trying to find the best areas to cover needs, seeing what are the most needed to respond to them. But you have to understand that this is still ongoing.
Yeah.
We already started to provide some assistance, but as we provide assistance, we still assess too.
Yeah.
The hostel is still partially functioning. It's over 1,500 people in the first days of injured. As you said before, the toll rise is still upcoming. There's 202 confirmed deaths, but the president already even spoke about over 1,000 deaths.
There's one town, Buzi, is it? 200,000 people. It could become submerged. I mean, what will these people do? Where will they go?
Buzi is definitely one of the main affected areas. There is air assessments talking about very high levels of water, meters. The rescue operation is still ongoing.
Yeah.
Our main worries, of course, it's with the aftermath. We are worried about possible waterborne diseases and airborne diseases. You have a lot of people going into temporary accommodations and IDP camps, and you have a high concentration of people in a small area, so of course you worry about airborne diseases.
Yeah.
You have people fixing their houses, their roofs. Most people lost their roofs, and it's still raining. So you have people fixing the roofs, and they're still raining. The water supply in the city has not been restored, so waterborne diseases are very likely.
Yeah. Well, and looking ahead, I mean, these are people who live largely by what they can do, including growing crops. It doesn't seem as if that's something they're going to be able to do in the spring. It just seems pretty awful there.
It does. The emergency overall in the country is targeting every area. We are focused on the health part, of course, and water and sanitation, which is our expertise. But shelter has been one of the main priorities. Agricultural has been discussed in this coordination meeting.
Yeah. We're reading people, for instance, from the Red Cross, from other organizations, the African Union Commission, saying that they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling whatever they were planning in terms of aid because it's so much larger than anyone could have anticipated. Are you hearing that as well?
Yeah, that's similar to what we've been hearing. And to be honest, with all that, the previous two, before the cyclone impact, nobody had a clear idea of how big this would be. And as I said, the rain is still going. The dams are still full. The rivers are still full flooding. So even though the cyclone hit already almost a week ago, this is still happening.
Well, thanks.
So it's really hard to say about the impact when something is still unfolding.
Yeah. Dams still breaking, roads still washing away. And yet Doctors Without Borders is there. Claudia Aguiar with Doctors Without Borders, speaking to us from Maputo, the capital of Mozambique. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Robin.